We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, bright viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubaté, channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khanul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khurtur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshun City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Spain donates more than $58 million to help Guatemala's reconstruction and transformation. In health news, a smoking ban takes effect in Saudi Arabian airports. In cultural news, the National Day of Bosnia and Herzegovina and Suriname is celebrated. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 25th, is Thanksgiving Day in the United States. It commemorates the three-day festivity in the autumn of 1621, in which the pilgrims and Native American families from the Wampanoag Nation in what is now the northeastern United States joined in celebration. It was an occasion for pilgrims to give appreciation for a bountiful harvest and show gratitude to the Wampanoag people for the tremendous assistance. The Wampanoag taught them how to plant corn and other crops, find medicinal plants, and acquire other skills needed to live prosperously on the land. Now, Thanksgiving includes large family gatherings, special religious services, and time spent reflecting on the many reasons we have to be thankful in life. We wish all those observing this special holiday a blessed Thanksgiving with a scrumptious and compassionate vegan meal joyously shared with cherished ones. To our global viewers, please tune in today as we celebrate Thanksgiving with a program on a journey through aesthetic realms.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Hello, bright viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Salo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanou District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunchun City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles. Today, November 25th, is Thanksgiving Day in the United States. It commemorates the three-day festivity in the autumn of 1621, in which the pilgrims and Native American families from the Wampanoag Nation in what is now the northeastern United States joined in celebration. It was an occasion for pilgrims to give appreciation for a bountiful harvest and show gratitude to the Wampanoag people for the tremendous assistance. The Wampanoag taught them how to plant corn and other crops, find medicinal plants, and acquire other skills needed to live prosperously on the land. Now, Thanksgiving includes large family gatherings, special religious services, and time spent reflecting on the many reasons we have to be thankful in life. We wish all those observing this special holiday a blessed Thanksgiving with a scrumptious and compassionate vegan meal joyously shared with cherished ones.
Incessant rains disrupt life in southern India and Sri Lanka. Police officials report that fatalities from a monsoon that has deluged India's southernmost state of Tamil Nadu since early November recently rose sharply to 91. This was following structural collapses in hard-hit Vilarpuram district that claimed at least 5 more lives in Sunday, November 21st. Additional flood warnings were issued on Tuesday in the city of Madurai and surrounding districts as fast-rising water levels necessitated the opening of Vaigai Dam's gates. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M. Karunanidhi made an appeal to regional officials, asking for their assistance in assessing damage and reporting on needs for relief. Meanwhile, even more precipitation was forecast.
Conveying her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Chinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with Tamil Nadu officials to find out whether more help is required. She also requested that they go, if possible, to assist the most desperate, saying that financial aid is available for urgent needs.
Chief Minister Karunanidhi, all officials and relief personnel, we appreciate your caring endeavors as well as the kind-hearted concern of Supreme Master Chinghai. Our sympathies for the precious lives lost as we pray that such disasters are soon alleviated through humanity's more conscientious, eco-stabilizing ways.
Indonesia, USA, Formosa or Taiwan, and Somaliland jolted by earthquakes. Early on Sunday, November 21st, Indonesia was shaken by a 5.2 magnitude quake in West Java, while the southern state of Arkansas in the USA was hit by a series of 10 earthquakes through Sunday in Faulkner County, the largest of which measured 3.9 on the Richter scale. In Formosa or Taiwan on Sunday evening, a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck 15 kilometers southeast of Wailian City and was felt throughout the island. On Tuesday night, the western town of Barama in African Somaliland Adal region, which has no geological surveys, was shaken by a quake of unknown magnitude. However, early reports indicated it was the biggest in 20 years, as tremors caused hundreds of panicked people to run from their homes and offices. Fortunately, none of these tremors were reported to have caused significant damage or injury. We thank heaven for the safety of the quake-shaken residents as we pray for the lessening of such planetary instabilities through a gentler regard for all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Union assists Ireland's economy. To aid recovery from issues affecting the country's financial sector, Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowen has announced that an aid package valued at approximately 85 billion euros will be extended from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. This amount is being sourced primarily from a contingency fund set aside by the European Union following a similar situation that occurred in Greece, and it is hoped will prevent the spreading to other vulnerable European Union member states. Final terms are expected to be announced later in the week, and the United Kingdom, which is not part of the Eurozone, has also offered assistance. Many thanks, European Union and International Monetary Fund, and Providence bless your benevolent aid. May the beautiful Irish nation soon flourish once more in prosperous confidence and fulfillment for all.
New AIDS cases fall by one-fifth. On Tuesday, November 22nd, United Nations AIDS Executive Director Michelle Sidibe announced that during the past decade, the number of new HIV/AIDS cases has dropped by an average 20% worldwide.
We are breaking the trajectory of the AIDS epidemic in the world. I think it is the first time we can say to the world that we achieve partly the Millennium Development Goal 6, halting and reversing the HIV spread. We have 56 countries in the world who today manage to stabilize and even slow down significantly the rate of HIV infection.
Saying that the epidemic is showing signs of being reversed, the executive director stated that 56 nations have stabilized or seen significant reductions in overall infections. He also spoke of preventative treatments being developed that are anticipated to reduce new infections even further. At the same time, Executive Director Sidibe highlighted the importance of continued financial support to maintain programs for education, as well as for making treatments ever more widely available. Our heartfelt accolades and appreciation, Executive Director Sidibe, UNAIDS and other supporting agencies, for your tireless efforts to benefit vulnerable populations and individuals worldwide. May these advancements continue for the day to come soon that such suffering is alleviated and people across the globe enjoy healthy and fulfilling lives.
Opera singer resuscitates beloved dog. Beautiful Australian soprano Jessica Yeo, who considers canine Bella a member of the family, knew what she had to do when the bulldog suffered near suffocation from an allergic reaction to a bee entering her mouth. Ms. Yeo and her partner Eugene Bouchard were enjoying an outing with Bella when she suddenly began to act strangely. The singer explained that the dog's eyes rolled back in her head as her tongue turned blue and she stopped breathing. Mr. Bouchard initially began CPR but stopped, thinking that Bella was gone and there was nothing more they could do. Ms. Yeo, however, refused to give up, saying, "I knew I had to save her, so I pulled her tongue free, checked that her throat was clear, and started breathing. I just kept breathing as deeply as I could, while holding her cheeks over mine to stop the air escaping, and suddenly I heard a pop sound, which the veterinarian later said was probably the noise of her airways opening up." Rushing the now-breathing Bella to the doctor, Ms. Yeo was able to bring her home 2 hours later. Ms. Jessica Yeo, we are touched and send our admiring salute for your life-saving love and dedication to canine Bella, wishing you all many more days of happy companionship together.
Save our planet. Mayor's Climate Summit convenes in Mexico. On Sunday, November 21st, 138 mayors from 43 nations gathered in Mexico City, Mexico for the Mayor's Climate Summit to pledge their help together in mitigating global warming. Supreme Master Television's correspondent brings us this report.
Greetings from Mexico City, Mexico. We are here where World Mayor's Summit on Climate was held on Sunday, November 21st. The meeting united municipal leaders from around the globe in signing the Mexico City Pact. This voluntary agreement is a statement to the international community of the city's collective commitment to address climate change.
In particular, the pact, which will be presented at the United Nations Climate Change Conference starting on November 29th in Cancun, Mexico, offers action plans as well as online local climate action record that allows cities to post their mitigation measures and achievements for easy viewing by the public.
Cities have a huge responsibility in contributing to bring down greenhouse gas emissions.
And this gathering is as much evidence of your taking on that responsibility.
Conference attendees emphasize the urgency of climate change and the need for immediate actions to reverse it.
Nos abre la puerta de una tecnología que estábamos buscando para sustituir vehículos que contaminan demasiado.
What we're doing here is to bring this further next week to Cancun and offer our partnership.
The government of Mexico City invited as a special guest Supreme Master Qinghai, who has previously been welcomed at government-held climate change conferences in Mexico. As she could not physically attend the summit due to her busy schedule, Supreme Master Qinghai sent delegates to support the convention.
Supreme Master Qinghai also sent well-wishing letters for the organizers and all distinguished guests in attendance. On the eve of the summit, our delegate association members were invited to a dinner hosted by Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard, where they had the opportunity to present information to the mayor and other dignitaries about the organic vegan solution to climate change. It was fantastic news as well to learn from Mexico City Secretary of the Environment, Martha Delgado, that the summit's official lunch menu had been planned as vegetarian and thus low carbon. She also offered to distribute copies of our association's vegan recipe booklets to the delegates.
In the menu that we are going to distribute tomorrow, we said that, and that one of the best issues or things to do against climate change is to encourage vegetarianism and organic food. And it is part of the message of the Secretary. Thank you very much for bringing this for us.
Many conference participants were glad to receive the recipe booklets and supporting information about the veg solution for the planet. Mayors and other delegates shared supportive thoughts about shifting their diet to stop climate change.
¿Sería vegano para salvar el planeta?
Sí, 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 sí. Yo estoy contigo de eso.
Supreme Master Television reporting from the World Mayor Summit on Climate in Mexico City, Mexico.
Our respectful thanks, Mexico City government and all honorable conference participants, for your unified leadership to halt climate change and protect co-citizens. May your courageous initiatives, especially in urging organic vegan programs, be quickly adopted to save our planet.
Se vegano, se ecológico para salvar el planeta.
In a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai encouraged world leaders toward measurable actions to reverse climate change.
The government have the power to make this urgent transition to the organic vegan diet. They should ban all animal products. Informing people about the facts of animal products, explaining that because it's poisoning their co-citizens and piling up far more cost than any gains economically and environmentally, and because it's eating up our planet. According to respected Dutch scientists, tens of trillions of US dollars can be saved by world governments if all the world becomes vegan. In addition, the governments of the world have the power to make the veg trend an exciting movement for everyone toward a healthier lifestyle.
save our planet. With Indonesia's rate of deforestation being one of the highest in the world, a group of scientists urges the government to add to its protection policy non-pristine forest areas, which are home to rich ecosystems that also help to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Save our planet. As part of an agreement reached at the Caspian Regional Summit, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, Iran, Russia, and Turkmenistan call on environmental experts to outline measures for implementing a ban on sturgeon fishing.
Save our planet. At the request of local communities in Papua New Guinea, the Australia-based Sea Turtle Foundation launches an awareness-raising program to help both children and adults learn more about how to preserve the sea animals.
Warning news. A recent study published in the journal Tobacco Control finds that individuals exposed to secondhand cigarette smoke are at an increased risk about one-third hearing loss across all sound frequencies.
Hi, I'm Gobbles the Turkey, and this is my wife Libby.
And I'm their daughter Gibby. We're following the vegan diet of kindness.
Today, we're going to share a tip for a winter gift idea.
Knitting or crocheting warm scarves for your cherished ones is a wonderful way to show your love.
Your practical, present, and heartfelt efforts will be much appreciated.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now,
the weather around the world.
World news, Spain donates more than $58 million to help Guatemala's reconstruction and transformation. Of the total funds, $30 million will be used towards halting the consequences of climate change. The remainder of the contribution will be allocated for projects including construction of housing, improving juvenile nutrition levels, rebuilding educational infrastructure, and other relief endeavors. Our heartfelt gratitude, Spain. God bless your generosity and care. May your kindness have many benefits for the beautiful people and land of Guatemala.
In health news, a smoking ban is approved and put into effect in Saudi Arabian airports. The regulation was prepared by the chairman of the General Authority of Civil Aviation in collaboration with other relevant authorities. Smoking at the airport will be prohibited except in designated areas. Individuals who do not follow the ruling will be subject to fines. Finances accumulated in this manner will go towards the Ministry of Health's Special Anti-Smoking Fund. Our sincere thankfulness, Saudi Arabia, for this life-protecting measure. May all leaders take vital steps to safeguard the precious well-being of our treasured co-citizens.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidney cancer, bladder cancer. chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Coming up, the National Day of Bosnia and Herzegovina and Suriname are celebrated today. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. More elevating news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a shining world. In cultural news, today is the National Day of Bosnia and Herzegovina, which celebrates its re-establishment of statehood in 1943. A scenic mountainous country in southeastern Europe, its old bridge area of the old city of Mostar is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. Stari Most, the 16th century bridge, was rebuilt with international support. It is recognized as a symbol of cooperation and coexistence of a number of nations, traditions and faiths. Suriname also honors its independence gained in 1975. Its Central Suriname Nature Reserve is one of the largest protected areas of pristine tropical rainforest on the globe and is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The 1.6 million hectare region is home to over 5,000 species of plants and 400 types of birds. Suriname is also known for its diverse and harmonious cultural influences. We wish the kind citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina and Suriname a splendid National Day.
Please join us for an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Papaya Supreme. It is told in English.
Attendant. Master, you'll like this. It's papaya supreme. Master. I prefer mamaya supreme.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I am very happy to come across your most life-warming Supreme Master TV channel recently. It has lightened up my life. I am constantly looking for animal-free products in the shops here, be it food, lotion, skincare, daily use accessories, etc. I also love to see all the safe animals in the sanctuaries on your channel. A lot of people are still unaware of the danger the world will be facing soon. In fact, I was one of them until I happened to click on your Supreme Master TV channel just recently. Nowadays, I am very up-to-date with world news, with much thanks to your Supreme Master TV channel. I am also informing the people near me, both verbally and also sending emails around on the flyers and sites from your Supreme Master TV channel, hoping that they can be fetched, go green, to save the animals and the planet as soon as possible. I sincerely wish you the best of health and beauty always. Kim of Kuala Belait, Brunei.
Hi Kim, thank you for your high-spirited note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Kind-hearted Kim, it is wonderful to know you are following a plant-based lifestyle. Please continue sharing the important facts of the vegan solution to global warming. You are welcome to use any information at suprememastertv.com/SOS. All free of charge to download. Heaven's blessings to you and all the gentle people of the Kingdom of Brunei. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May we cherish all forms of God-given life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Head of the Mali-Iran Parliamentary Friendship Group, Kana Babahama, and the Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Hassan Kashkavi discuss ways to enhance their country's relations during a meeting in Tehran, Iran.
Seeking a peaceful resolution to the long-standing situation in Kashmir, whose territory has been ruled by both Pakistan and India, independence leader Mawaz Umar Farooq announces an appeal for international mediation support.
Humanitarian organization Rotary International raises funds to distribute shelters and supplies to Indonesian residents affected by the recent tsunami as well as the volcanic eruptions in central Java.
The Pakistani government announces plans to enlarge health warning pictures and messages on cigarette packaging to bring greater awareness, especially among youths, in avoiding the harms of tobacco smoking.
In efforts to reduce tragic accidents over the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration assigns special police to ensure that drivers and passengers have seatbelts secured in operating vehicles.
The Red Crescent Authority and Dar al-Bur Society of Dubai in the United Arab Emirates donate funds to construct homes and dig fresh water wells for disadvantaged Muslim families in southern Aulac or Vietnam.
The Russian drama Silent Souls gains international prominence after being honored with two prestigious Latin American Cinematic Awards, along with one for Best Cinematography at the Venice Film Festival and another at the Middle East International Film Festival in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad auctions his car, a 1977 Puget 504, to benefit the MIR project that provides affordable housing for less fortunate families.
Following an international appeal made by France-based charity Doctors Without Borders, 700 families living among some 300,000 people housed in one of the world's largest and most overcrowded refugee camps in Dadaab, Kenya, receive much-needed tents.
Receiving a visiting delegation of Bulgarian professors, teachers, and diplomats, Aulex, or Vietnam's Vice President Nguyen Thi Duong, conveys her thanks for Bulgaria's past assistance as she expresses hopes to expand cooperation between the two nations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.